your microphone on?
Commissioner Brandao.
Here.
Commissioner Magzig.
Here.
Commissioner Parra.
Here.
Commissioner Yep.
Here.
Chair Santoyo.
Here. Okay, so can we maybe have the Vice Chair do the Pledge of Allegiance? Thank you.
Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Well, since there's not a great deal of public out there, I still will remind people that the agendas are at the back of the room. Madam Clerk?
Item number 3 is comments from the public. Any person wishing to address the commission on a subject not listed on the agenda may do so at this time. State your name, address, and please keep your comments to 3 minutes.
So I will open it up for anybody in the public. Seeing none, we will keep moving forward. Madam Clerk?
Item number 4 is potential conflicts of interest. Any commission member who has a potential conflict of interest shall now identify the item and recuse themselves from discussing and voting on the matter pursuant to Government Code Section 84308.
Is there anybody on the commission that has any conflicts? Okay. No conflicts.
Item number 5 is approve the consent agenda items 5A and 5B, 5A being the minutes from the LAFCO meeting of July 13th, 2022, 5B being the biennial audit for fiscal year 1920.
Okay, so these are generally matters of routine nature and require a single vote, but I already saw you move. Is there anybody in the commission that would like to pull any agenda item?
I won't pull any, but okay. I'll just make a general comment. So I had a great conversation with Brian earlier today just about our financials and net position and stuff like that. So one question I do have overall, the financials are roughly 2 years behind. So I'm curious why 2 years, why not just 1 year behind? I don't know if we have an answer to that right off the...
For the audits, you mean?
Yes.
The audits are done every other year.
Okay.
Just the way we have it set up.
Okay.
That's the process we have. We can certainly look into adjusting that if desired. As it stands, we currently have to do it every 2 years and at the change of executive officers. And so those are the two different thresholds we have.
Not a problem. I was just curious. Yes.
I have another comment. We have brought this to the commission before about doing an audit every year, and it was found that as our audits have come about, there has been nothing to report from the auditor, so the commission felt that it wasn't needed to do a yearly audit.
One thing I would request, because I know I had a conversation about net position, what I would like to do is just take a look at our net position and maybe every year when we do the budget, talk about what the previous year's net position was and then what the net position is as we move into the next budget year. And the reason that's important, if you recall some of the conversations that I had at our previous meetings when David was still here, and even at our last meeting, we are in a position where we're burning cash. So the net position in this report showed us around $503,000. When I talked to Brian today, I think we entered this fiscal year with a net position around $333,000. And so what that shows is we're burning more resources than we're generating. And so it's always important for us to at least know what our net position is and make sure that we stabilize that as much as possible. But I have no concerns. It's a clean audit. The auditor in there identified no, material issues. And I just wanted to raise that up to make sure that when we charge cities and the county of Fresno that we're charging appropriate amounts to make sure that we balance our budget.
One more question. I'd ask you to take it off the consent calendar, and we can answer that separately. But okay. You're okay. You made the threshold. I call for a motion to approve.
I'll say. Whoa. Slow down, guys. Okay. Officially, I've got to ask, is there anybody in the public that would like to remove anything from the agenda? Okay. Seeing none, I'm going to bring it back for a motion. And that was – who made the motion?
I made the motion.
And second?
Second here.
Okay. So those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next item.
Item number 6 is dissolution of the West Side Resource Conservation District.
Amanda, I think you're going to give that report.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission. Staff is recommending approval of the dissolution of the Westside Resource Conservation District, WRCD, by taking two separate actions. The first action, find that the dissolution is categorically exempt from CEQA. The second action, to approve the dissolution, waive the protest proceedings, and authorize the executive officer to take any necessary actions to distribute funds held by the state controller. In 2015, the WRCD board adopted a resolution 2015-01 authorizing the dissolution as represented as attachment A in your staff report. Pursuant to government section 57077.1C, the LAFCO commission may approve the dissolution initiated by the board. Prior to this hearing, staff has identified the district's most recent finances, debt, assets, and received confirmation from the district for dissolution, received commission approval for the fee deferral, and provided notice of this hearing. This concludes staff's presentation, and we're available for any questions you may have.
Thank you, Amanda. Is there any questions by commissioners? Okay, so I guess I'll just reiterate my prior question, which, and I see a representative here, and that was that we wanted to confirm that Westlands Water District did not have issues with us basically shutting this thing down. So
yes, they have been on board. They are working with us through this process and are one of the beneficiaries of some of the finances that are going to be dispersed.
Okay. If there's no more questions from the commission, I will open it up to the public. Any comments you'd like to make? Provide us your name, organization, and your statement.
My name is Jose Gutierrez. I'm with Westlands Water District. I'm the Chief Operating Officer. Westlands supports the action being considered by LAFCO today. I also want to state that Westlands has taken on a number of the tasks that the RCD did provide. We support the Coalition for the Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program, or the Groundwater Sustainability Agency for our sub-basin, along with Fresno County. We also work with many of the disadvantaged communities for securing grants to increase or improve water supply reliability and groundwater sustainability. So we complement many of the actions and the services that were provided by the RCD, and we support today's action to dissolve the RCD.
Thank you. Okay, with that, I will bring it back to the commission for action. Yeah, do you have more questions?
Well, two actions that were taken before I get to that. Again, when we talked about this previously, and just to be clear, so we're going to be able to recoup some of the costs associated with this after it's dissolved. At the last meeting that was discussed, and that's still part of this.
Yes, so at the last hearing we did approve the fee deferral. The fees that we are going to be recuperating are for an MSR that was done in 2012 and the dissolution fee for today's hearing.
And roughly what does that amount to?
$58.88.
Yep. And when we put the budget together, this year's budget, did it also include those revenues as being part of the budget? Was that?
And looking at Dave's old Excel sheet, it looks like he didn't give a breakdown of different types of applications he was anticipating. He just kind of gave a general number for everything he had kind of in the pipeline. So it wasn't specified or delineated individually.
So perfect. This could be gravy, so to speak, to help us. So those are the only questions I have. And with that, I'll move for action one, which is the CEQA categorical exemption, that what we're doing is categorically exempt from the provisions of CEQA.
I'll second.
First, okay.
You can have the next one.
All right. Well, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. So we're looking for action on the second item, which is the dissolution and distribution of assets. And so
I'll make a motion for items A and B under the action items, the dissolution and distribution of assets.
We have a second.
I'll second that.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Let's move to the next item.
Item number 7 is a workshop LAFCO application update.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, the purpose of this workshop is to introduce and receive any feedback on changes made to our application, as well as introduce the accompanying guide. The last modifications made to the application were done in 2017. Updates to the application include replacement of the financial disclosure form with a party disclosure form, addition of new map requirements to include GIS files, and evaluations to the identification form. The application guide, the application is accompanied with a guide to assist applicants in the annexation process. The guide will be used as a template for future guides for other applications, including MSRs, SOIs, and extension of services. This completes staff's workshop, and we are here to answer any questions you guys may have.
Thank you, Amanda. Is there any questions by the commissioners? Seeing none. I don't believe there's any in the public, so I'm going to bring it back. Actually, there is no action here. We're just going to receive and file this. Is that correct?
Yes, and any feedback we're more than welcome to take.
I didn't hear any feedback, so we're going to call it good. Let's move on to the next one.
Item number 8 is another workshop update regarding the final budget and work plan for fiscal year 2020-23.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Commissioner Zalafko, we have, with the help of Amanda, what happened was we went to make a payment for a retirement contribution, and I went back to the Dave's handy-dandy Excel sheet to see what we were supposed to pay out for that. I noticed there was an error in his Excel formula. So I went back through and combed over to the budget and basically found 4 additional miscalculations. Thankfully, some of those were also errors in our favor. So overall, the findings yielded an impact of a difference of about just over $10,000. Excuse me. So and looking at that, there's really no action requested today as such, since we're looking at Dave's time that he's supposed to be available for us. That's about $40,000. And so with staff's progress thus far in our transition, we're pretty confident that we don't really need to rely on that whole amount. So we're hoping that the 40 can basically absorb that $10,000 difference. And we'll really just monitor the budget throughout the year. And if further action is needed, we'll definitely come back before the commission and do such.
Thank you, Brian. And I did have a conversation with Brian prior to this meeting regarding that. And part of my questions to Brian consisted of, you know, the what he foresaw in terms of more activity by David. And I guess what my gut was basically that that Brian's picking up stuff quickly enough where we're not going to need David as much as we originally were projecting. So we shouldn't be having a problem in regard to that imbalance. The one thing that I was thinking might be considered here is that it's like anything else, right? When we all do work, sometimes we see what we see, and it may not exactly be what we're seeing. So a second set of eyes, double-checking our budget numbers would probably be a good thought for a procedure, is that once the numbers are put together, that they're checked by whether it's our bookkeeper or whoever. That way the second set of eyes could verify that the numbers were good. Something to consider moving forward. Having said that, is there any other questions by the commissioners?
Yeah, how was David's additional $40,000 to be paid out? I don't recall.
He's basically a consultant at this point, so any hours he would put in, he would submit a timesheet, and we'd just pay out accordingly.
Yeah, just hourly.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's why we should be okay.
All right.
Okay. Any additional questions?
So just looking at the work, basically it was just decimal errors, I believe, correct? What this attachment A shows me is just decimal errors.
Exactly. Yeah. It was supposed to be a 10%. He accidentally made a 1%, mm-hmm. and in some situations that got flipped in our favor as well. So. Almost balanced out on accident.
Well, it looks like almost to the T between workers' comp and the retirement contribution. That was almost exactly identical based upon.
Yeah, for Amanda's, we got lucky with hers.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have no questions.
Okay. Any other questions from the commission? Okay. So, yeah, if you don't mind, maybe consider it when we have to go through it again, have a second set of eyes, do a check so that, you know, we're more sure kind of deal.
Absolutely. And we also just finally upgraded our QuickBooks, so we're looking to see what features that provides us for some tighter work, some cleaner work, and, like you said, just more control over it.
Thank you, Brian. I guess we'll go to item 9, executive officer comments. Brian, you have some thoughts for us?
It's me again. All right. So at this time, we don't have really any items scheduled for September. So until further notice, we're really going to just cancel that meeting with the lack of applications. We're really just going to shift towards MSR work. And so that way we can come back with the meeting with a couple of items instead of just having, because we can do one MSR between now and then, but it doesn't make sense to call you all here for one item. So you want to make it really worth it for everybody. In addition to that, you also have the June financials. If anybody has any questions about that, I'd be happy to answer those. And also we just got some updates about direct deposit options for all of you. So anybody interested in that, we have some forms available. And we can make it a little bit easier to get you paid and also lower the amount of outstanding checks that we have to really keep track of. So it's kind of a two-for-one deal.
So on that outstanding checks, I know at one point we were taking a look at that, and there were some people who looked like maybe they were getting checks and just throwing them in a drawer. So maybe at our next meeting that we have, if it's not September, if it's October, mm-hmm. just let's go over that again and take a look at how many outstanding checks there are, and if you can make contact directly with board members, and hopefully all the vendors that we've worked with and checks that we've sent to vendors, those have all been cashed. But if we have, aging checks that have been cut, I would imagine that our checks are good for 6 months, and then after that they shut off. Correct?
I believe so.
That was one of the questions we're exploring, is how long are those good for? At what point do we need to take further action by default? But anything we can do to limit those?
I did ask to get the one fixed, and I never got it.
It still hasn't gotten fixed yet?
No. I did ask that because I said he's going to ask again.
I have no idea.
Because he asked that about 4 or 5 months ago, and I go, he's going to ask again, take it off. But it didn't happen.
So if... do you have that list in front of you, Amanda, by any chance, the people?
I will.
I'm a $100 one from about 2 years ago.
I'm trying to rotate the chair so you don't get the laser beam eyes. I'm trying to at least lock that out.
It's nice to have the county owe me money.
Well, I guess what I...
$185 million enough?
Well... Well, why don't we just do this? I think Nathan's given a path forward is to go back, make contact with those that need a little bit of reminding or let's figure out how to fix it. And then just maybe the next session, just report back either we're cleaned up or what's the next steps kind of deal.
I'm pretty sure my cat needs them. So I might have to have them reissued.
Okay. Yeah, well. We'll definitely come back with a detailed report and their status and next steps.
Yeah, mine's way over a year old, so mine's redo. So.
All right.
One thing I'd be with whichever bank that we use, I don't recall. Are we charged fees for banking with the bank that we have? Or is it pretty much they give us free banking because of the amount of holdings that we have? And if so, what is that monthly charge?
That is very funny you asked, Nathan. We just identified some charges that popped up. We gave them a call. They said, we'll take care of them. I asked the question, are we supposed to get charged? Are we not supposed to get charged? They couldn't seem to be able to give me a straight answer for that. So a little bit of a couple red flags on our end there. But we're definitely trying to get to the bottom of, I'm not necessarily in any one camp of whether we should or not get charged. It's just, if we are supposed to get charged, what is it so we can budget appropriately and have it reflect as such? But
if we use one bank, the amount of money that we have in CDs or whatever, we should not be charged anything. And so if we have a bank that's saying, there's some banks I could name, but I better not since this is a public meeting. But some banks right now are actually charging lots of fees, and they can be over $100 a month just in, check fees, there's all different kinds of fees they can charge. So if for some reason those are showing up on our banking statements, you've done the right thing. And if they don't take it off and create a free account for us, or if it's not reasonable, like maybe $5 a month, then I would say I would be happy to be very supportive of you to take a look at other banks that we could bank with, because it doesn't make sense for us to pay a bank that's already making money off the money we keep with them on deposit.
Yeah, yeah, definitely agree. What alarmed me was the amounts that we identified were different month over month. So if you're being charged a fee, it should be pretty similar, you know. But so again, yeah, we're looking into that, trying to see what our options are, and we definitely come back with some options if needed.
Would you like me to add? Just to add to that, the different accounts that we have our regular checking, we have the single signature, then we have the reserve. If you look at your financial statements at the place of the dais, we did have a service charge of $3.83. That's, again, we called the bank and they're taking care of that. That's not an issue. Sometimes we do get some that are like $20. Again, all we have to do is call the bank, and that gets taken off as well. So they are very good about, normally they have someone looking at our reports before it gets sent to us, and they'll catch those beforehand, but they've also had a lot of turnaround, and so maybe those things weren't catched. But when I close the books, I obviously, when I'm inputting them into QuickBooks, I notice them, and I call the bank right away. So.
Good.
Okay, so I'm going to ask the commissioners for any comments. Any more comments?
On item number 10, you
mean? I am on item 10, yes, correct.
Okay. So there's an understanding from the mayor of Fresno that we're going to move forward with the tax sharing agreement, MOU, between the county and the city of Fresno. I expect that, and some have said it's going to come quickly, some have said it might come after November. That'll be great for us starting to collect, you know, some charges again, but we might anticipate a little slew of annexations that have been held up, so we could kind of get ready for that.
Prepped up.
All right. You get a month off to worry about it. And then
So is that something staff ought to be checking in with the city staff just to kind of get a heads up?
See how many they have in the queue. Yeah. They would be the ones that would know.
Right.
Yeah, we have an ongoing monthly meeting with them regarding what's kind of on standby.
Okay.
So we're aware of the amount that are kind of ready to come through. Mm-hmm. We'll work with staff to figure out how quickly we can process those. Some of them are going to be easier than others.
There's annexations and a couple of extension of services. So you're right. As soon as this MOU kind of goes through, I do expect some of those projects to come by. And yeah, we've had our finger on that pulse for a little while now, so hope, crossing our fingers.
Oh, you know, I was trying to set records, but apparently I'm not doing as good. All right, so it doesn't sound like there's any more comments from the commissioners. With that, we will be open to a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we're done.
Brenda, you never voted.